This is KHSS Walla Walla.
We're back live at Dayton, Washington for the Dayton-Waitsburg combined program of girls and boys, hosting the Irish girls and boys in this final regular season doubleheader in the EWAC Conference. The Irish girls get a win in the first half of the doubleheader. The DeSales boys, 9-10 on the season now, and they've dropped to 6-6 in the EWAC Eastern Conference after losing two league games and three overall last week. A tough week for Nick Hazeltine's guys. On Tuesday, they hosted WAVA and lost 43-39. Walla Walla Valley Academy, DeSales, and Columbia Burbank all went into last week within a game of each other for first place. And DeSales boys, tough test, but just 39 points. They held the Knights to 43. And then Friday night, the teams traveled to Sunnyside Christian to take on the defending 1B state champions with a 15-1 record were Sunnyside Christian, and they were all over DeSales boys, 78-36. And then the Irish still reeling from that, had a tough night on their senior night against White Swan on Saturday, a White Swan team that came in with a 4-13 record, but hadn't been healthy, had not all their players eligible, but they had all their ammunition loaded in the guns on Saturday at the sales, and the White Swan Cougars ambushed the Irish handily, beating the sales 78-58. So the Irish struggling. They've lost three in a row, gave up 78 points on back-to-back nights. But the good news is they will advance to the league tournament. They'll have to survive a loser-out game on Friday against either Mapton or White Swan. Those two teams play each other tonight. Probably going to be a rematch with White Swan. So DeSales boys will try to get some mojo back on the road here at Dayton, playing a Dayton-Waitsburg boys team that has not won a game this year. They are 0-19 on the season. They had a three-game week last week as well, losing a non-leaguer at home, the Touche, 43-33, losing at Columbia Burbank, 52-23, and losing at home last Saturday to Tri-City Prep, 47-32. These teams met back on December 20th. It was all the sales, 60-25. So the Irish boys want to get back on track, keep Dayton-Waitsburg winless for the whole season. But Dayton-Waitsburg will be fired up on senior night here against their longtime rivals, the Sales. And hopefully the Irish can get refocused and get a win on the road heading into the league tournament come Friday night. We'll be right back with a closer look at the rosters for both teams on 100.7 FM KHSS.
When it comes to life, there's so much to see. More to see than can ever be seen, in fact. That's why at Valley Vision, our mission is caring for your eyesight. Valley Vision is a full-service optometry clinic that uses the latest in computer and laser instrumentation. Your personal care is our way of life, our reason for being at Valley Vision. Seeing better is one thing. We want you to look better, too. Your eyes won't believe our frame selection and styles. Valley Vision, 22 West Main Street, Walla Walla.
Even the toughest vehicle needs regular maintenance to keep cruising for years to come. Avoid the aggravation and excessive cost. Stop by McCurley Integrity Toyota of Walla Walla for amazing winter service and maintenance specials going on right now. Our expert staff is friendly, knowledgeable, and efficient. They understand how valuable your time is, and we'll have you in, out, and on the road in no time. Take advantage of $20 off lube, oil, and filter change, tire rotation, car wash, alignment inspection, and wiper blade replacement. See us today and receive a complimentary, comprehensive vehicle inspection from McCurley Integrity Toyota's trusted, skillful technicians, or 12% off any recommended service. Whether you need an oil change, brake inspection, tire rotation, or fluids replenished, we're here to keep your vehicle running and looking like new. Hurry into McCurley Integrity Toyota in Walla Walla for all your vehicle service and maintenance needs. And for more details or to schedule your service appointment, visit McCurleyToyota.com. See dealer for details.
Imagine your child has a cavity filled and leaves the dentist with no numbness. None. Dr. Stacy at Walla Walla Pediatric Dentistry is the first and only dentist in the community to utilize the cutting-edge technology called Solia. It's a powerful dental laser that allows most procedures to be done without a drill or local anesthesia. Your child will be able to eat and talk normally after the appointment and go right back to school. To learn more, call Walla Walla Pediatric Dentistry at 522-0555. That's 522-0555.
This is KHSS Walla Walla.
We're back live in Dayton, Washington. Irish boy is warming up down to my right. I'm on the top row of the bleachers right at half court. Irish bench will be down to my left. Dayton Waitsburg bench down to my right. Irish in the road forest green with a Vegas gold trim. The Dayton Waitsburg boys wearing Waitsburg uniforms. The girls wore Dayton uniforms. White with red numbers trimmed in black and kind of a, red and black mixture of a design on a swoosh down the back of their modern style pants. I'm not much of a fashion guy, but they looked very fashionable, but it hasn't helped them win. They're 0-19 on the season. Hopefully the Irish boys can get some momentum in this one. As I mentioned in the last set, these teams back on December 20th at DeSales. It was all Irish, 60-25. DeSales boys came out of the gate strong, 26-2 at the end of the first quarter. The defense was solid. Dayton Waitsburg score by quarter, 2 in the first, 12 in the second, 2 in the third, 9 in the fourth quarter. DeSales boys were solid. They had very balanced scoring. Zach Mayhem, Irish sophomore with 13. Andrew Leifert, another sophomore with 12. Jake Wiley, the 6'3 senior, had 11. And Bobby Holtzinger, the 6'2 junior, had 10. So a couple of sophomores, a senior, and a junior for the Irish head coach Nick Hazeltine's guys, all in double figures. The Irish hoping for some similar balance. Defense has been the issue for DeSales. The last couple of games, they actually played extremely well defensively against WAVA, losing 43-39. Offense the issue that night, but Friday and Saturday, giving up 78 on back-to-back nights. Sales boys need to find themselves, get some good momentum going against Dayton Waitsburg tonight, heading into that league tournament. Well, they haven't shared the starting lineups with me yet. We'll get those to you when we come back on 100.7 FM KHSS.
A portion of today's programming is brought to you by the Elmenhurst Chiropractic Clinic, 903 Howard Street, here in Walla Walla. Their phone number, 525-4160. See Dr. Dale or Dr. Dan for all of your chiropractic needs.
Give the gift that keeps on giving. Quality vehicle service and repair at Walla Walla Transmission. We service all makes and models with ASC certified technicians who have decades of experience. We can repair it all, from your large diesel 4x4s to your high performance sports cars and everything in between. Walla Walla Transmission provides complete auto repair and service. Call today to learn more. 525-8710. That's 525-8710. Walla Walla Transmission, just north of West Rose Street at 204 Bennett, Walla Walla.
Today's Union Bulletin offers you more ways to stay connected with your community, in print, on the web, or on social media. And now a full print replica edition is available online for subscribers. Visit the Union Bulletin on your favorite device to see local sports stories and photography, plus the most comprehensive news and information about our Valley's people, places, and things to do. Support your home team community newspaper. Visit union-bulletin.com today.
I would like to thank all of our wonderful Walla Walla customers. Hi, Mark Graves from Dale Graves, Inc., Buick GMC. Named best of the best in the Walla Walla Valley by Union Bulletin readers for auto repair mechanical. For 68 years, our customers have known this. Now all of Walla Walla knows it. As owner, I am so very proud of our employees, as they are the ones responsible for us receiving this prestigious award. Dale Graves, Inc., Buick GMC, South 9th across from the fairgrounds, Walla Walla.
This is KHSS Walla Walla.
We're back live at Dayton High School. Both teams have headed to their benches, and we're ready for the introduction of the starting lineups. For Dayton Waitsburg, under head coach Rory Ramirez, 0-19 on the season, he announces the following starters. On senior night, all three of his seniors will start. Chris Andrews, a 5'11 senior. Andrews had 12, 5, and 0 points in three games this past week. He had two the last time these teams met. Braden Miller, a 6'4 senior, will start. He had 5, 2, and 7 in three games last week. Two the last time these teams met. Ben White is a physical 6'2 senior in the post. He was scoreless when these teams met in December. He had 0, 4, and 0 points in three games last week. And then two underclassmen will start for Roy Ramirez. Mason Finney, a 5'10 sophomore. He was the leading scorer with 11 when these teams met in December. He had 4, 6, and 9 points in games last week. And Sean Evans, a 6-foot sophomore, he had 4 the last time these teams met. For DeSales, Camden McCullough, the 5'9 freshman, will start. He had 5 points the last time these teams played. He had 9 against Wava and then 4 at Sunnyside, 3 against White Swan. Connor Leahy, a 5'10 senior, will start. Connor had a solid game on senior night against White Swan. 12 points. He was our Dairy Queen player of the game. Bobby Holtzinger, a 6'1 junior, will start. Bobby had 10 points when these teams met in December. Jake Wiley, 6'3 senior. He was out for 2 weeks on the concussion protocol. He played sparingly in his first game back on senior night. Obviously, he was out of step a bit, scoring just 2 points. He had 11 the last time these teams met. Jake will start tonight. And Zach Mahan, the 5'10 sophomore, will start. He had 13 points, and it was our Dairy Queen player of the game the last time these teams met. He had 14 to lead the Irish in a losing effort against White Swan. So those are our starters. Same officials as for the girls' game, Mike Gregg, Casey Waddell, and Justin James. Braden Miller and Jake Wiley will jump it up as Casey Waddell tosses it up. Miller controls the tip to Ben White, and the DW will bring it into front court in the home white uniforms. Andrews with it on the right wing, pass down low to Miller. Backing in, double team kick out to Andrews. Three on the way with the left hand off the mark, won't go. Rebound inside by Ben White, powers it up, still won't go. Now the rebound tip controlled by Holtzinger, and then Bobby's outlet is out of bounds. He just airmailed it over the top of Connor Leahy down to the end of the Irish bench. So the Irish get the rebound after a couple of misses by Dayton Waitsburg and then turn it over. Finney with it, now left wing to Evans. Left corner to Andrews. Down the post to Miller. Can't find room to shoot out to Evans. Swing it to Finney. Finney, one dribble, Leahy on him. Irish playing zone defense. Evans left wing, back to Finney on the right wing. Pass down low for Miller, tipped by Wiley, but goes to Miller. Miller shoots it off the backboard, nothing else. Rebound, Wiley gets it to McCullough. Cannon pushing it hard up the right side all the way into the corner. Kick out top to Leahy. High post pass to Holtzinger. Nobody open inside. Kick out top to Wiley. Left wing pass now, Bobby Holtzinger with it. Up top, Leahy between the circles. Irish first offensive possession. Holtzinger on the right wing to Mahan on the right. Excuse me, Holtzie was on the left to Mahan on the right. Zach's shot won't go. Rebound tipped out of bounds. They say last touch by DeSales. Irish will show full court press on the Dayton-Waitsburg inbound. They throw it to Ben White. He wasn't looking. Goes right to McCullough. He goes up strong, too strong. Rebound Leahy, and he's fouled. So Braden Miller, as soon as he passed it, he started yelling, Ben, 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 as Ben White was wide open, but he was heading in the other direction. Foul on the Bulldogs was on Ben White. Mahan inbound, it gets it down low to Holtzinger. Tries to find room to shoot against Miller. Can't do it. There's a cutter to the lane. That's McCullough. Pass by Holtzinger. Shot won't go by McCullough. Too strong. Rebound Finney. 6.5 minutes to go. First quarter. No score. Pass inside. Stolen away by McCullough. Then thrown to the floor by Miller. Loose ball picked up by Finney. He's on the drive. Shot won't go. Gets his own rebound. Won't go over. Again, rebound. Man outlets to Leahy. Up top it goes to Wiley. Now in the post to Holtzinger. Holtzinger shot blocked by Miller. And we've got a whistle and stoppage of play. And this happened at least three times in the girls' game. They did not reset the shot clock. Not sure. They just haven't quite got that figured out. Historically, that's been a challenge here at Dayton-Waitsburg, the score table management issues. Might be a sticky button, might be somebody not quite sure what to do. Andrews swings it over to Evans. Andrews now gets it back on the baseline, but it goes off his hand and out of bounds. Hope the officials really do a good job watching the physical play inside. Braden Miller's a football player at heart. And that sequence a moment ago, he just took Camden McCullough, put his arm across his chest, and just stiff-armed him to the ground when the ball was loose. They kick in the corner to McCullough, three on the way. Camden's shot won't go. Rebound tip controlled by Finney. Andrew Leifert slaps it away from him. Andrew Leifert is checked in. Didn't miss that. His six-foot sophomore's in the ball game. Holtzinger's out. Andrews on the left wing of the lob inside for Miller. Too high, tipped by Wiley, controlled by Leahy. Good defense by Jake. Connor into front court, slices through the defense and lays it in. He gave Finney a little move to the right, crossed over to his left, back to his right, and laid it in. Nice move by Connor Leahy. Irish score first, up 2-0. Now Leahy gets caught tripping Finney. They double-teamed McCullough and Leahy. Finney dribbled out of the trap, and Connor Leahy's leg was in his way. That's the first foul on the Irish. Each team with one team foul. Evans will inbound at half court to Mason Finney, the 5'10 sophomore. Now Evans in the corner to White. Now back to Finney. Swing it to Andrews. Andrews for three again. Off the iron won't go. Rebound Tim Warden, who's checked in for Wiley. Warden has it stripped by Miller. Miller's shot left short. Rebound tipped around. Miller gets it back. Air ball again. Rebound Mahan this time. Outlet to Leahy. Up court to McCullough. Now to Warden. Down low. Goes up strong. It won't go. He's fouled. They missed the first one as Miller got faked out by the head fake. Landed right on him and he missed the shot. Timmy hung in there. Got it back. And they called it the second time. The foul that time on Mason Finney. Tim Warden will shoot two. Nick Hazeltine will take the opportunity to get a quick meeting with four of his green shirts. Timmy's first free throw is good. Timmy's been a very solid free throw shooter all year. I only think about this during the game, but I've got to remember to ask Coach Hazeltine for a season stat sheet as we head into the postseason. Irish up 3-0. They changed that foul from Finney to Miller. That makes more sense as Miller was inside. And Timmy hits both free throws. Irish up 4-0. And there's a wild pass. Miller throws it over the head of Evans. Bounces four rows deep into the bleachers and then rolls back up against the scorer's table, folk, and they get it to the official. Dayton-Waitsburg turns it over. Irish up 4-0, 4:32 to go. Low scoring first quarter here in Dayton. Pass in the right corner to Mahan. White right on him. Mahan, one dribble, gets it to Leahy. Connor dribbles between the circles. Back right wing to Mahan. Down low to Warden. Now cut to the basket. Gives it back to Mahan. Double pump shot. The lane won't go. Rebound controlled by Finney. Finney will bring it into front court. Right wing pass to Evans. Now on the baseline to White. Away from the basket. Up top to Finney. Finney dribbles between the circles. Left wing to Andrews. Down low to Miller. Double team kick out to Evans. Evans tries baseline. Tough one-handed runner. It's an air ball. Leifert with the rebound. Andrew wants to push it. Left corner goes to McCullough. Back to Leahy. Leahy. Right corner pass to Leifert. Back up to Connor. Good ball move. Connor on the drive. Kick in the corner to McCullough. Three on the way. Left corner. Off the iron. Won't go. Rebound. Tim Warden has it slapped away. Miller controls it. Timmy had it for a moment between three white shirts. 3:35 to go first quarter. 4-0. The sales, DW brings it into front court. Finney, right wing to Andrews. Andrews back to Finney, left wing to Evans. Irish from the man-to-man defense. Up top to Finney. Dayton almost looks like they're running a zone-type offense, just passing the ball out front. We've got a loose ball underneath as they try to dump it down to White, and it goes out of bounds. Coy Frucci is going to check in for Leahy. Coy, a 5'8 sophomore. And Coy Frucci now will run things from the point McCullough will play the off guard. They get it to pass on the right wing to Lee. Dribbles to the foul line. Now pass to Frucci on the right wing. In the corner to McCullough. To Frucci. Swing it to Leifert. Dayton Waitsburg playing a zone defense. Hand off from Frucci to Leifert. Now pass the corner to McCullough. Way off the mark. Camden tries to save it. Leifert, instead of making the easy pass, he tried to kind of give a little half no look thing, and the only guy he faked out was Camden. Camden couldn't get a hand on it. Irish turned it over. 2:47 to go in the first quarter. Into the game for the Dayton Waitsburgers, Taven Sini, a 6-foot junior. He's got the ball between the circles. Right wing pass to Finney. Finney down low to Andrews. Andrews shot blocked from behind. It's a foul on Tim Warden. Chris Andrews will shoot two free throws. Stops the clock with 2:34 to go in the first quarter. Very low scoring. The Sales just one field goal and two free throws. The good news is Dayton Waitsburg has not scored. Andrews misses the first free throw. When you're 0-19, obviously you have many struggles. Offense is obviously one of them for Dayton Waitsburg. Andrews misses both. Leifert on the rebound loses it, but he's pushed and fouled by the physical post player, Braden Miller. I think it's Braden Miller's second. They switched that one foul from 10 to 20, but, well, we'll see. Lee gets a little pick and roll cut, gets the ball to Warden. Warden shot way off the mark, rebound Bulldogs. It's not the Bulldog, it's DW tonight. They were actually wearing Waitsburg Cardinals uniforms in this combine. Andrews drives baseline, collision, Warden hits the deck. Tim Warden, a little frustrated, picks up two quick fouls, and that'll bring Matt Meadham out of the scorer's table, the 6'3 junior, to check in for Matt. And that will send Andrews back to the free throw line. Andrews' first one is off the mark again. He's missed three in a row now. The left-hander on senior night here in Dayton. Matt Miedema now in the game as Tim Warden sits down with half of the Irish's 4 points. Andrews misses them both. Miller can't control the rebound. He got a nice push off against Leifert, and then ball hit him in the forehead and went out of bounds. Coy Frucci will bring it into front court. Picks up his dribble between the circles. Right wing pass out of Miedema. Pass left wing to Leifert. Catch, shoot, long jumper, backboard, nothing else. Rebound, Miller. Boy, the Sales boys way off the mark offensively. But they're pitching a shutout with the defense, leading 4-0. Finney, left wing pass to Sini. Sini, one dribble, Frucci right on him. Pass inside, tipped away by Miedema. Out front, Finney picks it up. Shot clock at 15. Finney on the drive, shot won't go. Rebound, Sini and Frucci after it. And Sini's going to get called for the foul. He grabbed for the ball and got Frucci by the head. Knocked him down. Inadvertent contact, but got to call a foul on somebody. Roy Ramirez working the officials right now. DeSales up 4-0. Got two struggling teams. DeSales had a bad week last week. Dayton Waitsburg winless has had a bad season. There's Leifert corrals a pass, but Sini just shoved him. No call. They get it back to Leifert. Shot won't go. Rebound Matt Miedema. Kick out to McCullough. Three on the way off the mark. Won't go. Rebound tipped by Miedema again to McCullough. Matt Miedema keeping the ball alive. Now Frucci with it. Drives left side. There's a collision. And there were two players that sandwiched Frucci. That's Sini, his second. Dayton Waitsburg has the physical part figured out. They like to play physical. They don't have the don't foul part figured out. Evans checks back in, and also in the game is Josiah White, 6-foot junior for the first time. Irish has been a long possession for them. We're inside a minute to go in the quarter. Inside to meet him, a kick out to Leifert, three on the way. It won't go. We got a rebound foul. Who's it on? And it's on Coy Frucci. Picked up the foul. Zach Mann's going to check back into the game. Lyford comes out. Irish up 4-0. Got a baseball score here as we near the end of the first quarter. In the right corner to Miller. Miller trap, gets it in the right sideline to Andrews, and then Miller goes strong to the basket, and he and Mahan hit hard. That was a football coach. I like that collision. I don't think Mahan saw him. Mahan was just chasing his guy across the baseline. Miller went high for the pass, and it was a good hit as they both bounced off of each other. So Mahan's first foul, not a shooting foul. Both Dayton Waitsburg inbounds it to Andrews. He drives in the basket, puts it up off the glass, then it spins in and out and back in. Hit the glass hard, spun around, hit the glass softer, and went in. Dayton Waitsburg gets their first bucket with 25 seconds to go in the first quarter and cut the lead in half at 4-2. The Sales will play for one shot. Connor Leahy dribbling the clock down to 12 seconds. Coach Hazeltine coaching the situation here. Now Leahy gets a screen, kicks it back out to Wiley. Wiley, three-pointer is good. They call that the pick and pop. Sets the pick, pops out, hits the three at the buzzer. Nice execution by the Irish, and they lead it 7-2 after 8 minutes here in Dayton on 100.7 FM KHSS.
If used guys read down through the UB's 2017 Best of the Best list, you'll see that my favorite Italian deli won three. Count them. Uno, due, tre. Three Best of the Best awards. Best of the Best Gourmet Market, Best of the Best Deli, and Best of the Best Italian Food in the Valley. Like I've been telling you, Cugini is crazy good. Crazy good. Their daily lunch specials are to die for. And I tell you what, you get Spumoni ice cream at the end of the meal. It's delicious. Cugini, 960 Wallula Avenue, Buona Pazzo.
At Total Comfort Solutions, we treat every job like a code red because your comfort is our top priority. We offer 24/7 emergency service provided by respectful technicians trained in the latest industry advancements. Call now and speak to our customer care representatives about your code red and receive $49 off on a furnace repair or save $150 on installation of a new furnace. Call Total Comfort Solutions at 509-204-1744. Total Comfort Solutions. Feel the difference.
This is KHSS Walla Walla.
Well, a very slow offensive pace in the first quarter, but Jake Wiley three at the buzzer at the quarter has the Irish up 7-2, and they'll start the second quarter with the ball. Wiley on the baseline finds Miedema in the side. Shot won't go. Rebound tipped by Frucci. Controlled by Miedema. Now to Leahy. Back to Miedema. Nice pass on a cut by Mahan and a lay-in. Nice assist by Matt Miedema. Nice cut to the basket by Mahan. Frucci kept that possession alive by tipping it to Matt Miedema. Matt's got his hand on a lot of balls here since coming in off the bench. Irish now up 9-2. Andrews drives baseline. Goes up against Wiley. Leaves it short. Rebound tip controlled by Leahy. Leahy picks up the dribble and gets it to Mahan. Mahan jump stops across the timeline. Gets it to Leahy. Swing to Jake Wiley. Wiley, Leahy, Frucci, Miedema, and Mahan on the floor for the Irish. Evans, Miller, Finney and Andrews, four starters for Dayton Waitsburg, along with the reserve, Josiah White. Shot missed by DeSales, as I was describing who's in the game, and a rebound foul on Coy Frucci. That's two on Coy, six on DeSales. So Dayton Waitsburg will shoot free throws on all defensive fouls against the Irish for the rest of the half. Dayton Waitsburg has five team fouls. Finney to White. To Andrews, down low to Miller. Miller pushes off. That was an easy one. Matt Miedema just standing there with his hands up. Miller turned, and first thing he did was lowered his shoulder and just stiff-armed him. And that will be the second on Miller. Earlier, they had Mason Finney, number 10, for a foul, and then they changed it to 20. But I'm going to put it back to Finney now, and with two Miller's number 20. Timeout to Sales. They have a 9-2 lead. Nick Hazeltine says, hey, this needs to be our best practice of the week. This game means nothing in the standings. We've got to get ready for Friday in that loser out game. Let's work on this. 6:40 to go in the half. Irish up 9-2 with the ball when we come back. 100.7 FM, KHSS.
Whether you're a friend of Walla Walla Catholic Schools or an alum who received an education for life, it's time to reconnect. and make some noise. The Walla Walla Catholic Schools Association of Alumni and Friends exists for all of you. We're here to help maintain an enduring relationship between our Catholic schools and you, our alumni and friends. Get involved. Like us on Facebook. Email us at alumni@wallawallacatholicschools.com. And then make some noise. Go Irish!
This is PHSS Walla Walla.
Got back a little late there. They inbound the ball. They ran a little pick and roll and tried to pass it back to Matt Miedema. The errant pass, he saves it. He gets it to Koi Frucci, and Frucci drives the lane and scores in traffic. So plan A didn't quite work. Plan B, Frucci took it down the lane and scored it. Irish up 11-2. 6:13 to go in the half. Just one field goal and four missed free throws for DW. Finney up top with it. Right wing pass to Anders. Anders goes baseline, puts up a tough shot off the arm. Won't go. Rebound, White. White shot blocked by Wiley, controlled by Jake Wiley. Nice defense by Jake. Outlet to Frucci. Crossover dribble on the left side pass from the right wing to Mann. Now kick it back out to Leahy. Connor hits the three. Timeout, DW. 5:45 to go in the half. Irish up 14-2 on the road at winless Dayton. Winless Dayton, Waitsburg in Dayton. We'll be right back on 100.7 FM KHSS.
Is it spring yet? The warmer weather sure feels like it's coming, but hey, even if the weather stays chilly, L&G Ranch Supply in Walla Walla is stocked for spring. Find big bags of Wilbur Ellis spring fertilizer, gloves and Carhartt clothing perfect for playing in the dirt. Energize your dogs with great outdoor toys and Science Diet pet food. Always truckload pricing. Check for weekly in-store specials. It might not be in yet, but it's spring at L&G Ranch Supply, your local True Value hardware store. Trusted name in the valley, L&G Ranch Supply, East Isaacs Avenue in Walla Walla.
This is KHSS, Walla Walla.
We're back live at Dayton, Washington. The Sales boys getting it going a little more offensively. They only had 7 points in the first quarter. They have seven in the first 2 minutes and 15 seconds of the second quarter. Just hit a three by Connor Leahy, which prompted a timeout by Dayton Waitsburg coach Roy Ramirez. And the defense for the Irish has been very good. I like that sequence a moment ago. Jake Wiley blocked the shot and controlled it. That's so many shot blockers just swatted out of bounds, but he tipped it to himself. And there's Leahy with a steal out front against Finney. Connor goes the other way, draws the contact, lays it in, and he'll go to the free throw line. Connor Leahy, a nice little sequence of three. Then a steal on defense, a lay-in, and a foul against Finney. And that's now seven fouls on Dayton Waitsburg. So both teams will shoot free throws the rest of the way. Connor, 7 points. Make it eight as he gets the free throw to drop. Coming off a 12-point game and a losing effort against White Swan last Saturday. Connor, the senior, finishing his season strong. Getting ready to head into the postseason Friday in that loser out game in the league tournament. Anders with it in the left corner. Up top to Evans. Swing it over to Finney. Finney, right corner to Anders. Bobby Holtzinger's back in the ballgame, checking him. Pass out front, tip. And Finney will chase it down in backcourt. Shot clock at 10. Left wing to Evans. Downloaded White, wide open, and he'll lay it in. Breakdown defensively there as Josiah White was left wide open. Dayton Waitsburg's first points in the second quarter. Leahy in the front court, left wing, pass to McCullough, back to Connor. Connor between the circles, now gets it to Holtzinger on the right wing. Bobby on the drive, dumps it for Wiley, wide open. Bobby Holtzinger, nice job. Drove from the right elbow down to the left block, drew the defense, jumped over the defense, and dumped a beautiful pass to Jake Wiley for the easy lay-in. Irish up 19-4. McCullough slaps a pass out of bounds. Finney trying to get it to Anders. Tim Warden's going to check in for Jake Wiley. 6'3 senior, trying to play himself back into shape. Sits down with 5 points. Had that nice buzzer-beating three at the end of the first quarter. Anders with McCullough on him on the inbound. Pass cross-court, left side to Finney. Finney on the drive, cut off by Warden. Warden playing with two fouls. Evans on the drive, cut off by McCullough. Right corner to Anders. Three on the way, he's got it. Anders hits the three. 19-7. DeSales with the ball in the lead as we near the four-minute mark halfway through this second quarter. Deep on the left wing, Bobby Holtzinger with it. Up top it goes to Mahan. Back and down the left corner to McCullough. Little head fake, dribbles the left elbow. Right wing pass to Holtzinger. Holtzinger drives in, jump stop in the lane. Nope. They're going to call an offensive foul as there was some contact there on the jump stop. So Bobby's first foul. That is an offensive foul. So Dayton Waitsburg will not shoot free throws. They'll be rewarded with the basketball. Andrew Lyford, 6 foot sophomore, checks in for Holtzinger on the stoppage of play. Finney passing the right wing to Andrews. Andrews drives baseline, cut off, foul called. Wiley and Warden were both there. And the foul's on Jake Wiley, his first. Tim Warden breathes a sigh of relief. That would have been his third. So Andrews, who has 5 points, will shoot the front end of a one-on-one. He struggled at the line. He has shot all of Dayton Waitsburg's free throws. He's 0 for 4, but he hits the front end. Hitting that three-pointer from the corner got him going. Andrews has 6 of Dayton Waitsburg's 8 points, and he hits both free throws. Crowd likes that. Dayton Waitsburg has scored 5 in a row, and they're back within 10 points at 19-9. Connor Leahy dribbles to the right wing for the Irish, gets a screen from Tim Warden. No pick and roll action there. Kicks it over to Wiley, to McCullough. McCullough loses his footing and some contact. Wiley picks up the loose ball, though, and gets it to Leahy. Leahy on the right wing, 15 on the shot clock. They try the pick and roll again. Nobody open. They swing it around to Lyford. Lyford dribbles from left elbow to right elbow. Right wing pass now to Warden. Shot clock at 3. They get it to McCullough. Puts it off the back iron. Won't go. Rebound to Josiah White, the 6 foot junior is in the game. Good defensive set there for Dayton Waitsburg. They've scored 5 in a row and have the ball in front court. Irish up 19-10. Evans on the baseline drive, 8-footer off the mark, won't go, rebound Jake Wiley. All green shirts underneath on the road here in Dayton. Connolly is going to go coast to coast after getting the outlet and lay it in. Wiley outlet it to his senior classmate, Connolly. Connor just a 3-quarter speed dribble all the way down court. Nobody picked him up, and he kisses it off the glass in some half-hearted traffic. Dayton Waitsburg not playing kind of the Matador defense there. Connor has 8 in the quarter, 10 for the game. Irish lead 21-9, and Dayton Waitsburg throws it away as I add up Connor's score. Frucci checks in for Connor Leahy. Nick Hazeltine's got the lead, trying to get some confidence back for his guys and keep everybody rested and ready for that loser-out game in the league tournament. And there's a foul called away from the ball. Tim Warden. No, actually, it's on Ben White, slapping Warden, who was trying to pass the ball. Official away from the ball made the call. I assumed it was a foul underneath. So Ben White picks up his second. Tim Warden, who's 2 for 2 from the line, DeSales is 3 for 3, and Tim hits the front end. Girls' game was a good game from the free throw line. As I think there's only one miss between the two teams, the Lady Irish winning that one handily. Timmy hits them both. Very solid free throw shooter for a physical 6'3 post player. All 4 of his points from the line. The Irish lead is 23-9 with 2 minutes to go in the first half. Andrews pushing the dribble up the right sideline. We've got a whistle and a foul. McCullough and Mann were both there. It's going to be a foul on Camden McCullough, his first. So the fouls here in the second quarter, slowing the pace of the game as it's been a parade to the free throw line. Andrews hits another one. So he's now hit 3 in a row after missing his first 4. He's got 6 points in the quarter, 8 for the game on senior night. He hits another one. 23-11, Dayton Waitsburg down 12. Irish with the ball, 2 minutes to go in the half. Pass out front to Mahan. Evans collides with Mahan. Zach did a good job stepping towards the pass. Evans picks up his first, and that'll send Zach Mann to the free throw line to shoot 1-on-1. Both teams with 9 fouls now, so The next foul put it to 10, which means automatically two shots. And Mahan continues the free throw shooting clinic for the by the Irish by making the front end of the one-on-one. DeSales now unofficially 6 of 6 from the line. Zach's second one in and out and back in. Perfect from the free throw line. Irish up 25-11. Irish show a little three-quarter court trap press. To get to Finney in the front court to Evans. Then he bounces it off the head of Leahy. Loose ball picked up by Frucci to McCullough. White on McCullough. Camden spins by him. Goes strong to the basket. Can't hit the shot, but he's fouled. Camden McCullough saw the mismatch. Felt the mismatch. A 5'8 freshman. Good ball handler out front. He had the big guys. Ben White, the post player. And he went right by him to the rim. The foul is on Ben White. That's his third. And with 1:40 to go in the half, Camden will shoot two free throws, and the streak is broken. Camden misses the first one. 5'8 freshman looking for his first point of the game. Let's start a new streak. Second one is good. Camden's in the book with a point. Pass inbound to White. Frucci ran into him, and Coy weighs about probably 150. White weighs about 220. Coy bounced off him. No foul call. Finney to Evans. Back to Finney out front. DeSales playing the zone defense. Aggressive matchup type zone. Moving their feet. Pass to Ben White. 12-footer right wing. Won't go. Rebound Warden. Keeps it high. Outlet to Frucci. To Mahan. Zach surveys the defense. Gets it to the trailer. Warden back to Mahan. Left corner to Frucci. Frucci one dribble back to Mahan. Right elbow. Now gets it to McCullough. Drives to the edge of the key. Just below the right elbow. Back to the basket. Gets it to Mahan. Zach will check the clock. 17 on the shot clock. Game clock just inside a minute. To Lyford. He backs in. Stolen, knocked away by Josiah White to Anders. Anders lays it in, and Frucci fouled him. Frucci, that's a teachable moment. Coy, Anders is very fast. Anders got right on Frucci faster than he thought it would, and Coy, kind of a half-hearted slap, fouled him. And Andrews with the easy lay-in and the foul on Frucci. And if you're going to foul him hard and make him earn it at the line. So now Andrews, with 9 points in the quarter, a chance to add on, and he does. So after missing 4 first-quarter free throws, he's now at 5 in a row. 47 seconds to go in the half. DeSales up 26-14. So Dayton Waitsburg, 12 points in this quarter after only 2 in the first. Leahy will fire 3 off the screen. Backboard rim. Rebound Bobby Holtzinger, who's checked in for Warden. Now to McCullough. Back to Bobby. Now up top to Camden. Now the Irish, with 30 seconds on the game clock and 25 on the shot clock, are going to hold the ball. Playing game management. McCullough on the hip with it. Now hands it to, passes it to Leahy, who will put it on his hip. Dayton Waitsburg fans don't like it. Now with 13 seconds on the game clock, 8 on the shot clock, Leahy on the drive, kick in the corner, McCullough. McCullough goes baseline, dumps it to Mahan. Mahan goes up strong, he's fouled with 4.5 seconds to go. The Sales broke down the defense. They got a 3 at the buzzer of the first quarter by Jake Wiley. And they get Mahan at the free throw line at the end of this quarter. The foul was on Finney, his third, and Zach Mahan, who's got 4 points, misses the first free throw. So after hitting 7 in a row, the Irish, to start the game from the line, the Irish have now missed 2 of their last 3. 12-point DeSales lead. Zach, the 5'10 sophomore, hits the second one. Irish will press the inbound, kind of token pressure. Finney brings it to half court, fires up a half court shot. It's short. DeSales leads at the half and a low scoring battle here in Dayton. 27-14 against the Dayton Waitsburg guys. We'll be right back. I'm 100.7 FM KHSS.
Hey Walla Walla, Scott Jordan from Paragon Auto Sales. We have a great selection of inventory. We're always searching for that perfect one-owner, low-mile vehicle, helping people every day find the vehicle they need. Whether it's a car, truck, SUV, sports car, or even a boat, we can do it all. From start to finish, we have competitive rates and work with all the local banks and credit unions in the Walla Walla area. Don't see what you're looking for? Go to usedcarswallawalla.com. Go to the Contact Us and email me a wish list. Scott Jordan's Paragon Auto Sales.
Have you been thinking about getting a spare key made? Maybe to have a hide a key for the house or your car. Hi, this is Sheila from Postal Annex. What are you waiting for? Come on into Postal Annex and check out our fun deco house keys. We also have a variety of non-programmable vehicle keys as well as those hide a key containers I mentioned. That's at Postal Annex in the Plaza Way Shopping Center, Walla Walla. And remember, we always have a notary on staff.
When you're looking for new flooring for your home, it can be a struggle to find someone you can trust to help you make the right choice. With over 40 years of experience in the flooring industry, trust is just one of the many reasons why Connors Flooring and Design was voted best of the best. We use the finest local licensed installers to make sure your project gets done right the first time. Give us a call at 522-0176 today or stop by our brand new showroom at 650 Northeast Rose Street in College Place for a free estimate. Connors Flooring and Design. We'll take good care of you.
No one can read the future, but we can definitely help you prepare for the future you deserve. Bill Fleener at D.A. Davidson & Company has extensive experience in helping people just like you. Because he knows your finances are a big deal, let him work alongside you to develop a comprehensive retirement plan that fits within your game plan for funding retirement, a grandchild's education, or whatever else you want in life. Don't chance a guess with your financial future. Consult a professional. D.A. Davidson, member SIPC.
This is KHSS Walla Walla.
We're back at the half of this boys' contest, the second half of this doubleheader to end the regular season for both Dayton-Waitsburg and DeSales. Dayton-Waitsburg seasons will end. The Dayton-Waitsburg girls' season is over. The Irish girls defeated them in the first half of this doubleheader. The Dayton-Waitsburg boys winless on the season. Their season will end tonight. The Irish boys, after struggling offensively in a very slow-paced first quarter, fortunately, the defense was solid. They led Dayton-Waitsburg 7-2 at the end of the first quarter. Fortunately for DeSales, Chris Andrews, the senior, would go 0-for-4 from the line in the first quarter. But Andrews turned that around and went 5-for-5 in the second quarter. But DeSales got it going offensively. Nick Hazeltine gets 2 points from 6 different DeSales boys players, and they outscore Dayton-Waitsburg 20-12. In a more conventional second quarter. So at the half, the Sales boys lead 27-14. Well, in the girls' half of this doubleheader, I am just a mess. I can't even find my girls' score sheet. There it is. I put it on my clipboard. That's smart. The Irish girls struggled in the first half as well. They led 18-13 at the half, but came out and scored 18 in the third quarter and stayed healthy, more or less. The one going away, 46-21. When we come back, we'll be talking to Lady Irish head coach Tim Duncan on 100.7 FM. KHSF.
McDonald Zarian Insurance provides for all of your insurance needs, including commercial, winery, farm, crop, auto, flood, life, health, long-term care, renters, and homeowners insurance. The McDonald Zarian team includes more than 20 agents offering professional advice on all types of insurance matters. Give Dan Baffney, Doug Borth, Sean Borth, or David Borth a call today at 525-5730. Located at 22 East Main Street in Walla Walla and 305 East Main Street in Dayton, that's McDonald Zarian Insurance. This team works for you.
Hey, Jesse, how do we explain to everyone how a membership at the Walla Walla YMCA can help with New Year's resolutions?
That's easy, Rebecca. Tell them we have a brand new state-of-the-art pool, the largest cardio and weight room in Walla Walla, over 90 fitness classes per week, free consultations with wellness staff to create a personal program, free in-body tests to all new members, personal trainers, basketball, racquetball, pickleball, volleyball, on-site babysitting, sports programs for the kids, swimming lessons, and so much more.
Wow, thanks, Jesse.
No problem.
To begin your New Year's resolution, visit www.ymca.org or 341 North Division Street. Start your new year at the Y.
At Coffee Cravings, our baristas have an exceptional knowledge of espresso and all of the other elements that make our espresso drinks stand out from the rest. We use the finest ingredients, of course, which are essential, but our fantastic baristas are what make our espresso drinks so special. Fast, family-friendly, knowledgeable service with a smile. Our staff is waiting to serve you. Find out for yourself why we're the best at Coffee Cravings, 801 West Poplar Street and 1615 East Isaacs Avenue, Walla Walla.
Go where you want, when you want. With a Banner Bank Connected checking account,
you can use any ATM in the country for free. That's any ATM, anywhere. Think of it as your freedom to explore. Banner Bank. Let's create tomorrow together. Unlimited surcharge rebates from non-Banner-owned U.S. ATMs. Banner Bank, member FDIC.
This is KHSS Walla Walla.
We're back live at the half. The Irish boys up 27-14. With me is Lady Irish head coach Tim Duncan, who's just completed his 24th regular season coach. And look, it's always challenging coming to a game like this. We talked about this today in the parking lot. Senior night for Dayton Waitsburg. You're down a starter. Your girls have second place locked up, looking ahead maybe to the league tournament, Catholic Schools Week, dress-up days, all that stuff. And then you're down 9-8 at the end of the first quarter. Got it going a little bit in the second quarter.
Right.
And then really got it going with 18 in the third quarter.
Yeah.
What was the halftime discussion?
Well, it was really just calm down.
Yeah.
I mean, I was getting a lot of what's going on. Why is this game close? Why are we – what's happening? And I'm like, shots aren't going in. That's bottom line. Yeah. Shots are not going in. We had about five threes that three of them went in and out.
Yep.
Two of them rimmed out. And I'm like, those five shots go down, we're up 20. So let's just relax and hopefully our shots will start falling. Let's just keep working at it. And it was basically just calm down and relax and shoot the ball and let's see what happens. You know, we came out in the third quarter, shots started falling, and Sadie did a great job inside. Our girls did a good job getting the ball to her. We hit some perimeter shots, and you know, the game was a different game.
Maybe it started off too easy. Maddie Waller, first high school start, first touch of the game, hits a three from the corner. But then it was a little harder after that. But then she hit that nice one in the second quarter,
right,
which was our first back into the second quarter. But, yeah, the third quarter, they did look much more relaxed. Sadie was smiling, clapping,
right,
getting open looks inside. So 18 points in the third quarter after 18 at the half. You survive a little bit of a scare. Leslie Arceo and Maddie, quite a collision there
right
in the second quarter.
Right.
But fat lip, bloody lip, and she able to come back
right
in the second half.
And now, she's fine, yeah.
Yeah, she's fine. So seeding game Friday, league
right
tournament starts. You've been through this many, many times. Mm-hmm. It's nice to not have the pressure of a loser out game in that
absolutely
league tournament.
Absolutely.
You guys earned that feeling.
Yes, we did.
With your performance in the regular season. So now we're in our second season.
Mm-hmm.
What are some things you want to work on with your girls heading into the league tournament and then the district
tournament? Well, we're just going to try and keep working offensively. You know, we're going to shoot a lot this week and kind of work on our execution a little bit. We kind of got lost in our offense a little bit, but with us, it's all about what we do offensively. And, you know, our defense is going to keep us in games and, you know, we can put pressure on some teams and we can get some extra possessions that way. It's just a matter of just us continuing to improve offensively. And, you know, we're in a nice place. I told them last night after practice, we're in a great place. The worst we can do is end up playing with a four seed.
Yep.
On February 8th.
Right.
Last year we were a six and we beat their number three badly.
Yep.
So we're in pretty good place.
All you want is a chance and get in that district tournament and get past that first game and see what happens. Well, coach, it's a fun time of year.
Oh,
I've enjoyed watching our girls. I'm excited about it.
Yep.
Doing it again. Dairy Queen player of the game tonight.
I'm gonna give it to Kenna.
Kenna Barato.
Yeah, I was kinda, you know, Maddie had a good game there late in the game, and she shot the ball well, but Kenna did a good job for us.
I like that, coach. I mean, she has been solid for you rebounding all year. She gets a little frustrated at times with the fouls. I know she was frustrated after the White Swan game, but offensively she had a nice game tonight in all areas.
We do have a little bit of information for you. The White Swan game, she had 18 rebounds.
Yeah.
She tied the single game high in my 24 years of coaching.
That's
with
awesome.
Andrea Wujek.
Well, that's
so
pretty neat.
That's pretty special.
Good for her. Well, good. I can talk about that next week.
Absolutely.
Okay, coach, thank you.
Thanks,
and
Mike.
And we'll see you Friday in Granger.
Mm-hmm.
Always nice to visit with Coach Tim Duncan, and he's been around a long time. And excited about the postseason for the Lady Irish. Excited for the boys, too. They're up 27-14 at the half in this build some momentum And we're underway in the second half. Zach Mahan steals on the first possession of the third quarter and goes the other way and lays it in. We'll give you the boys' scoring totals as we go. Zach's got he's got seven now. Connor Leahy leads the Irish with 10 first half points, and he slaps the ball away from Andrews and out of bounds. Andrews has all but two of the Dayton-Waitsburg points. A 5'11 senior on senior night has 12 of their 14. Free throw shooting has been impressive for the Irish, 9 of 11. The Dayton-Waitsburg boys, all of them by Andrews, 5 of 9. He missed 4, and they hit 5 in a row. McCullough, Mahan, Bobby Holtzinger, who steals it away from Miller. Bobby will go the other way and lay it in. Bobby's first points of the game. Second coast-to-coast steal for the Irish, and they're up 31-14. This is one of those signature moments that good teams need to do, is play with a lot of energy to start the second half. Mahan slaps the ball away, but Evans has it now. Leahy slaps a pass away. The Sales defensive energy is excellent. Both of their baskets have come off of defensive steals. High energy at the start of the game, at the start of the third quarter, at the end of each half. Those are so important. Wiley knocks the ball away in the inbound. Mahan's got it ahead to McCullough. Lets the defense go by and lays it in. Timeout, Dayton-Waitsburg. DeSales, 3 steals, 3 lay-ins, and they are opening it up here in Dayton, 33-14. We'll go ahead and keep it here and give you the full halftime stat totals and update it. Scoring for Dayton-Waitsburg, 2 for Josiah White, 12 for Chris Andrews. That's it. Roy Ramirez had 7 players in the ball game in the first half. Only 2 of them score. 4 to Sales. Nick Hazeltine was able to get 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 players in the ball game, and 7 of them have scored points now. We've got, 3 for Camden McCullough after just making that lay-in, 2 for Bobby Holtzinger, 4 for Tim Warden on 4 of 4 free throw shooting for the 6'3 junior. Jake Wiley has 5 points, including that buzzer beating 3 at the end of the first quarter. 7 points now for Zach Mahan, and 10 points for Connor Leahy, leading the Irish in scoring. Connor had a nice second quarter, 8 points, including 1 for 1 from the free throw line. Defense, 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 that's been the theme. Tim Duncan talked about his girls' team. Defense is a constant for them. How well they do in the playoffs will be determined by if they can get some offensive consistency going. The Irish boys just trying to regroup after losing 3 games last week and after a slow first quarter where they led just 7-2, they have been all over Dayton-Waitsburg, leading 33-14 right now. Dayton-Waitsburg gets it in front court. Cross-court pass to Finney. The Sales, aggressive defense in the passing lane. Swing it to Miller. Miller to Evans on the right wing. Up top to Finney. Finney looking inside, nobody open. Irish in the 2-3 zone. Pass to Mills, stolen by Jake Wiley. Ahead to Leahy. Leahy's going to push it, split 2 defenders, puts it up off the glass, won't go, but he's fouled. Every possession for Dayton-Waitsburg has turned into a DeSales steal and breakout. Mason Finney picked up the foul. That's 4 on him. So all of the Irish opportunities in this half have come in transition off the defense. Connor will shoot 2 free throws. He hits the first one. 11 for Connor Leahy now. Sales now leads by 20 points against the Dayton-Waitsburg boys team in the first year of the full combine of the 2 schools, 2 communities. They've been combined for football for the last few years and a big struggle. They have not won a basketball game. Leahy misses the second one. Dayton-Waitsburg with the rebound. Ahead to Andrews. Splits the defense. Scoop to the hoop. Won't go. Rebound tipped and out of bounds. They say off Jake Wiley. Chris Andrews playing very hard on senior night here at Dayton. 5'11 senior has 12 of their 14 points. And Taven Sini, 6-foot junior, checked in for Finney. Dumps it down to White. White loses the handle. It goes out of bounds. They say last touch by DeSales. Irish really aggressive defensively here to start the second half. Sini inbounds it to White near the right elbow. He'll shoot a 15-footer out there and won't go. Rebound, gets his own board. Nobody blocked him out, put it up strong, missed it, but he got fouled. So a fundamental breakdown there is Ben White, about 15 feet away, he was about a step to the right of the right elbow, if that makes sense. And DeSales gave him the shot, which is fine, but they shouldn't have given him the rebound opportunity as nobody blocked him out. Foul was on Wiley, his second. Ben White misses the first free throw. First player other than Andrews to shoot a free throw for Dayton Waitsburg. White's second one also off the mark, rebound late. 5:52 to go, third quarter. Connor will slow it down as he comes across the timeline. First time in the second half, the Irish have played, ran their half-court offense. Up top to McCullough, behind a screen, off the mark, won't go. Rebound, Mahan tips it to himself. Irish will reset. Out front to McCullough. He's stripped by Andrews, and then they get tangled up. And that's a foul on Camden McCullough. Camden's second foul. So the senior, Chris Andrews, went after the freshman, Camden McCullough, and got the steal. And then Camden grabbed him by the arm trying to get it back. Damian Johnson, a 5'11 freshman who played in the JV game for Dayton Waitsburg, is now in there. Gets it to Andrews on the right elbow. Now back to Johnson on the right wing. Holding the ball overhead, back to Andrews. He loses the handle. Wiley's got the loose ball. Another Dayton Waitsburg turnover. Holtzinger gets it to Mahan. Mahan splits through the defense. Shot won't go in traffic. Rebound by Ben White. Now in the game is Damian Johnson bringing the ball up court. Gets it to Seedy. Now to Ben White. Wanting his guys to run the offense. Nobody goes where they're supposed to. He's frustrated. Seedy's got it now to Johnson. Johnson on the dribble drive. The freshman puts it up off the glass. Off the mark. Won't go. Rebound. Tipped by Holtzinger. Holtzinger's going to hit the deck. Out of bounds. And they're going to say no foul. And off of Bobby Holtzinger. Wiley and Mahan come out of the ball game. Lyford and Warden check in. They reset the shot clock. They say it was possessed by Holtzinger. Interesting. Inbound to Andrews. Air ball on the three-pointer. Rebound Holtzinger. Now to Leahy. Connor pushes it. White shirts get back for Dayton Waitsburg. Cross court to McCullough. Tip pass in the corner to Lyford. Three on the way. Won't go. Rebound Warden inside. Double team kick out to McCullough. Couple dribbles in the lane. Jumps up. Little three-footer off the back iron. Won't go. Rebound Taven Seney. Nice penetration by Camden. Just can't finish his shot tonight. The freshman struggling offensively. Cross-court pass stolen by Bobby Holtzinger. Three on two. Bobby to the top of the key. Kick left corner to McCullough. Now he'll throw it cross-court to Lyford. Too high for him and out of bounds. Sales turns it over. 20-point DeSales lead against the winless Dayton Waitsburg, 34-14. Matt Miedema will check in for Bobby Holtzinger. Key is execute, get a lot of players in the ball game, keep everybody fresh and healthy, make this a great practice situation for your team down the stretch. Warden slaps it away from Seney to Leahy. Leahy goes in, gets Andrews in the air, lays it in, he's fouled. Connor Leahy, that was easy pickings. Head fake, got Andrews in the air. Andrews landed on him, just brushed him. Connor easily puts it in. Connor has 13, and for the second time this game, he'll have a chance to complete a three-point play. 36-14 to Sales with a commanding lead. Connor's free throw is good. Senior having a nice night. 14 points to lead all scores. Irish up by 23. 37-14, 3:43 to go in the third. Pass the left elbow to Miller. Miller's shot won't go. Rebound tip. Miller gets it back, drives down the lane, puts it up off the glass, too strong. Rebound foul going to be called on Tim Warden as Ben White had him blocked out nicely. That's three on Warden, each team with two fouls in the second half. Coy Frucci will check in with 3:35 to go in the third quarter. Camden McCullough's going to sit down. Camden sits down with 3 points. Seney will inbound it for Dayton Waitsburg. Looking to get inside, nobody open, gets it to Johnson. Johnson leans into a shot, won't go. Gets his own rebound, the freshman puts it back up, short again. Rebound Warden, he's knocked out of bounds. That'll be a foul on Dayton Waitsburg. Tim Warden doing a nice job holding his ground, and their foul on Braden Miller, his third. So Finney has four. Miller and Ben White each have three. For DeSales, Tim Warden and Corey Frucci, two bench players for DeSales, have three each. They leave Leahy open from 17. Off the arm, won't go. Rebound, White. White outlets to Andrews. 3:13 to go, third quarter. 37-14 DeSales. The Irish, after giving up 78 points in back-to-back games, playing very good defense against the winless Dayton Waitsburg boys. And there's another steal as Warden gets it away from Miller to Leahy to Miedema. A nice little skip pass underneath. Matt Miedema scores his first bucket. Nice assist by Connor Leahy. 39-14 to Sales. Pass to Sini. Who are they going to call the foul on? Lyford and Frucci both went for the steal. They had a hold of each other. Sini reached out and grabbed them. They all, both Lyford and Frucci went down. More from the contact with each other than the contact from Sini. And that's three fouls on Sini. Miller checks out. And into the game comes Josiah White, a six-foot junior for Dayton Waitsburg. Leahy between the circles, pass on the wing, stolen by Andrews. Andrews comes the other way, gets by Leahy and lays it in. Andrews is very fast. Timeout to Sales, 39-16. Irish with the lead and the ball with 2:35 to go third quarter. When we come back on 100.7 FM, KHSS.
Highly contagious respiratory diseases are easily transmitted from cat to cat through direct contact, through the air by sneezing or coughing, or by contact with humans if they've been close to infected cats. Infected cats can seem to have a cold or fever and may develop pneumonia. The best protection for your cat is a regular examination and a comprehensive vaccination program provided by your local veterinarian. This message is brought to you by the Animal Clinic East, serving the Walla Walla Valley's large and small veterinary medical needs.
This is KHSS Walla Walla.
We're back live at Dayton, Washington. The winless Dayton Waitsburg boys on their final game of the season. The Irish boys moving on to the league tournament after this game. Lead at 39-16 with the ball. Irish will play either White, Swan, or Mapton. They play tonight. They'll play the winner. Frucci kick out to Lyford. Lyford for three. He's got it. So I think, yes, I'm sure, every DeSales player who's been in the game has now scored. So they're sharing the ball, playing good defense. Stay healthy, stay positive, and head into the league tournament on a good note. In the corner to Johnson. Down low to Josiah White. His pass stolen by Leahy. Long pass ahead for Lyford. Tips it to himself. Misses a lay-in. Miedema with the follow on go. Warden with the follow. He scores. He's fouled. The green shirts hustling down court. I think it was Andrews who hustled back with Lyford. They both tipped the ball in the initial pass. Andrew got it back. Missed the off-balance lay-in. Miedema hustling down full speed. Couldn't put the tip up soft enough, but Tim Warden there to clean it up with the bucket. And then he misses a free throw after being fouled by Sini for his fourth foul. Irish up 44-16. Andrews trapped at half court. Timeout, Roy Ramirez. 44-16 to Sales. 1:33 to go, third quarter. We'll be right back on 100.7 FM. KHSS.
Why is Carrier equipment from Grassy Refrigeration such a great choice for your heating and cooling needs? There's a lot of reasons. We've been in business since 1958. Our technicians are highly trained and experienced. We install top-of-the-line equipment from Carrier. And we provide a full range of HVAC services, including planned maintenance, repairs, and air quality improvement. Plus, friendly service is always guaranteed at Grassy Refrigeration. Turn to the experts. Call Grassy today at 529-9700. That's 529-9700.
This is KHSS Walla Walla.
The Sales boys, a struggling first quarter, scored just 7 points, but 20 in the second quarter, and now they have 17 in this quarter with 1:24 to go in the third, up 44-16. Left corner to Johnson for Dayton Waitsburg. Down low to Andrews on the baseline. Gets Warden in the air, dribbles up near the right left elbow. Fadeaway jumper over Lyford, scores it. Andrews looking for his shot. He has 16 of their 18 points. Senior night going out strong. Chris Andrews. just not getting any help offensively from anybody else on Dayton Waitsburg. Meet him up top of the right elbow to Warden. Warden shoots a 15-footer, goes 14. Little miscommunication there as he and Frucci were in the same spot. Warden caught it and shot it, and Frucci was right in his armpit and kind of a messed up, discombobulated-looking play there. But Timmy shoots it out of bounds. Dayton Waitsburg will inbound. Irish working on the press. Getting ready for that league tournament. They'll play at 3:30 at Granger in a loser-out game. The Irish girls will play in a game for seeding at 6:30. And there's Leifer going for a steal. Runs into Josiah White. And that's Lyford's first foul. They'll 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. All 9 DeSales players have been in the game who scored. And 8 of the 9 players now have committed a foul. Inside 25 seconds and counting in the third quarter. Shot clock is off. Dayton Waitsburg looking for a shot here. Andrews dumps it down to Ben White. Backing in on Warden. Looking for room. He trapped. Well, he lowered the shoulder into Warden. No foul call. Then White moved his feet several times, and they called the traveling call. Ben White, 6'2 senior, struggled there, frustrated with himself. Now the Irish, with 6 seconds to go, Leahy drives in, bounce pass for Warden off the leg of the Waitsburg, Dayton Waitsburg player racing the other way. Johnson cannot find the mark on the lay-in attempt. 44-18, DeSales leads it with 8 minutes left in the regular season. On 100.7 FM KHSS.
There's no logo or printing on our box of any kind.
You already know what's inside will blow your mind.
And if it's from a box your Fazari's Pizza is served,
you came and picked up the pie you deserve.
Or it came to you in Clarkston from Fazari's Home Run.
Pick up or delivery, Fazari's.com will get it done.
So if you want to enjoy our food at home or work,
order a plain white box, but share, don't be a jerk.
Oh boys, you make every belly happy in so many ways.
Mamma mia.
Fazari's Finest on Bridge, Fazari's Home Run on 15th, and both at Fazari's.com.
Doyle Electric delivers an amazing range of products and services to the Walla Walla Valley. Doyle Electric's 5 divisions all strive to satisfy every customer every time. Give security, peace of mind, and so much more with a gate from Doyle Electric. Whether you need added security for your community, home, or business, a gate will enhance your security and is convenient. The best products and service. Doyle Electric. We care about your safety.
This is KHSS Walla Walla.
Now the final 8 minutes of the regular season, as the crowd is definitely kind of emptied out here at Dayton Waitsburg. The folks next to my right, still a lot of them here, but across the way it's getting pretty sparse. The band is left. Camden McCullough gets a pass and the email from Mann drives in, gets it to Wiley. Wiley can't find room to shoot. Now Holtzinger drives in and banks it in. Bobby Holtzinger, 4 points all in the second half. The Irish up 46-18. Holtzinger, Wiley, Mahan, McCullough, and Lee. That's the group that started the game for Nick Hazeltine. Pass on the wing, knocked away by Mahan. Right back to Andrews. Andrews will drive in, puts the shot up the iron, won't go. Rebound tip, long one out to Lee. One player back. Lee up the left side. Can't get White in the air. Still inside, kick out the man. Left corner shot, off the mark, won't go. Rebound Andrews. Good defense by Dayton Waitsburg. For Dayton Waitsburg, Andrews, White, and number 22's in the game. That's Wyatt Costello, a 5'10 sophomore. And Josiah White is in the ball game, and Johnson, the freshman. He'll fire a deep three over Holtzinger, won't go. Rebound Mahan. Mahan ahead to Leahy. Leahy to Holtzinger, splits the defense on transition and lays it in. Nice hustle by Bobby Holtzinger. Nice assist by Connor Leahy. Bobby's got 6 all in the second half. Irish up by 30, 48-18, 6:41 to go. Josiah White gets it to Andrews. Swing it right wing to Johnson. Johnson pass inside for Ben White. Slapped away by Wiley and out of bounds. Coy Frucci's going to check in for Connor Leahy. I'm guessing Connor's night probably done. 14 points for the senior. Nice floor game. Nice assist there in that last transition play. Inbound to Andrews. 3 over Mahan. Won't go. Rebound Frucci. Coy wants to run. Dayton Waitsburg hustling back. Coy will push it to the top of the key, all the way to the left elbow to Mahan, down low to Holtzinger. And Ben White just riding Bobby out of the block, off the block there, just blatantly pushing in the back. And that's four on Ben White, six on Dayton Waitsburg, and Braden Miller checks in for White. The physical part, the effort part there for Dayton Waitsburg, the execution part just not there for Coach Ramirez's guys. They're going to be winless in this season. Frucci on the drive off the inbound, dumps it to Wiley. Wiley, little 15-footer on the baseline, rolls and drops. Jake's got a soft touch. 50-18, Irish. Up, 6 minutes to go. Andrews between the circles. Pass down low to Ben Miller. Turns, takes a shot, won't go, fouled by Jake Wiley. That's Jake's third. And Braden Miller on senior night has yet to score. Will get a chance at the free throw line. Three seniors on the Dayton Waitsburg roster. Chris Andrews, Braden Miller, and Ben White. Andrews the only one to score. Miller's free throw in and out and stays out. And Tim Warden's going to check back in for Camden McCullough. Camden's evening might be done as well. See how Coach Hazeltine manages his bench down the stretch. And Braden Miller gets the second one to drop. Gets a point on senior night, his final game. And Nick Hazeltine calls timeout. Irish up 50-19. We'll go ahead and keep it here and remind you again about all those Catholic, Walla Walla Catholic Schools events. Tomorrow morning, Mass at Assumption, 8:30 a.m. All of our students and staff, grades K-12, will be in attendance. Please join us for that. And, of course, the food and baby item drive going on all week up at Assumption. You're welcome to donate to that if possible. And then tomorrow night at 6:30 p.m. at DeSales, the talent show. You cannot purchase entertainment like it at any price. It's a fun event. We have entries from kindergartners up through the seniors in high school, typically, and usually an appearance by our extraordinarily talented custodial engineer, Paul Castaldi. Class of 1979 usually opens the show up with some type of a musical rendition. So that's the talent show at 6:30. Then Thursday, we have the prayer hour for Walla Walla Catholic Schools at 6:30 p.m. at St. Francis. And then Friday, that wraps up the school week and ends the food and baby items drive. And then the girls and boys teams head to Granger for the league tournament. Tim Warden shoots a three as we come back to live action. He missed it, but the Irish got the rebound. He's got a big smile on his face. Wiley in the right wing, left wing pass to Holtzinger. Got a whistle and a 3 second violation on Tim Warden. So Nick Hazeltine sets up the play for Timmy to get a 3 point look. Got a good look, just couldn't quite drop it. Irish having some fun here at the end of the league season. They lead it 50-19. Mahan, Frucci, Wiley, Warden, and Holtzinger on the floor for the Irish. Josiah White gets himself in the air, then gets a pass to Andrews. Andrews passes wild to the backcourt. Johnson tries to save it from going over and back. Can't do it. Turnover on Dayton Waitsburg. And now Nick Hazeltine goes deeper into his bench as Ryan Chase, 5'8 freshman, checks in. Drake Scott, a 6'1 sophomore, checks in. Matt Medema checks in as well. Frucci and Mahan stay in the game. Chase, Frucci playing catch. Chase on the baseline now, dumps it down low to Scott. Ball knocked away, back to Ryan. Byron fires a three, won't go. Off the iron, rebound, Miller. Miller to Johnson. Johnson now left wing to Josiah White, back to Anders. We got a timeout, Dayton Waitsburg. 4:43 to go, 50-19. DeSales with the lead, Dayton Waitsburg with the ball. Bailey Lesko getting set to check in for the Irish when we come back on 100.7 FM. KHSS.
When it comes to life, there's so much to see. More to see than can ever be seen, in fact. That's why at Valley Vision, our mission is caring for your eyesight. Valley Vision is a full-service optometry clinic that uses the latest in computer and laser instrumentation. Your personal care is our way of life, our reason for being at Valley Vision. Seeing better is one thing. We want you to look better, too. Your eyes won't believe our frame selection and styles. Valley Vision, 22 West Main Street, Walla Walla.
This is KHSS Walla Walla.
So again, Drake Scott and Bailey Lesko entered into my score sheet as the officials talking things over with all the players, and they're going to send them back to the... Not sure what's going on here. Everybody's just kind of milling around out there, and they're... Did they forget whose ball it was? I think it's Dane Waitsburg. Oh. Ah. So DeSales didn't get one of their fresh new players in the book, so bench technical, as the Irish don't get somebody in the book. That reminds me of a story, surprise, surprise. Andrews misses a free throw. And he'll shoot another. Several years ago at Tri-City Prep, we had a player that was improperly entered in the book with the wrong number. He played most of the first half. I won't name any names. Anyway, the announcer, understandably, kept announcing the wrong name because it was incorrectly entered in the book. And a relative of the player, upset, came down at halftime and chewed on the PA announcer for saying the wrong name. So they looked in the book, realized that we had it entered incorrectly. And so we gave up, had they shot technical free throws to start the second half. Now, as I babble about the story, Dayton Waitsburg throws it into backcourt for an over-and-back violation. So, four to sales. Bailey Lesko, the six-foot junior's in there. Koi Frucci's in there. Matt Miedema. Ryan Chase, the freshman, has the ball right now. Drake Scott. Chase gets it to Frucci. Back to Chase. Swing it to Lesko. In the lane to Miedema. Miedema shoots an eight-footer off the glass. Won't go. Rebound tip. Ryan Chase has it. He has his shot blocked by Costello. Gets it to Miedema. Miedema shot off the iron. Won't go. Rebound Johnson. Johnson, the freshman for Dayton Waitsburg. Very fast. Races the other way. Too strong with the shot. Rebound Drake Scott. Drake Scott outlets to Frucci. Frucci racing the other way. Miller on him. Miller's going to block the shot and pick up the foul. Oh. Well, we got a Dayton Waitsburg fan very upset with 3:37 to go in the ball game. 30-point game. And that's four fouls on Braden Miller. And they're going to ask him to... Oh, well. Oh, boy. The officials, I think, are going to ask this fan to leave the gym. I don't know about that. Well... Unfortunate way to end a frustrating year for Dayton Waitsburg. And fan has been ejected. Oh, that was a little bit quick for the officials to do that. He's getting his money's worth as he leaves. Okay. Well, seen that a couple times over the years, but that guy was sitting about 5 feet from me, and he's certainly frustrated. Okay. Frucci at both free throws. A little bit of everything in high school basketball. 52-20 Irish. Up top, Andrews. Andrews will fire three. It's an air ball. Goes out of bounds. Something makes me think that that might not be the first time that guy has been ejected, because he seemed to know the drill. Other way come the Irish. Miedema misses inside. Rebound battle. Josiah White's got it. 52-20. Irish up by 32. boys will play either White Swan or Mapton, likely White Swan in a rematch. And there goes Braden Miller as he is stripped by Coy Frucci, turned and just shoved Frucci trying to get the ball back. And oh, okay, they're going to call on Coy Frucci first. Okay, interesting. All right, Frucci picks up his fourth. And that puts the Irish over the limit as well. So Braden Miller will get a chance to shoot free throws. Shoot the front end of a one-on-one. And Coach Ramirez has two more players set to check in. Braden hits his first one. He's got two in a row now. The senior on his last action here in the first year of the Dayton-Waitsburg Combine. Into the game is Finney. The starter comes back in with the four fouls. Andrews, the senior, checks back in. Miller's second one is good. Dayton-Waitsburg player Ben White was way over the line. No call. That's all right. Chase up top. It goes to Frucci. Frucci drives left elbow. Kick in the corner to Chase. Ryan, three on the way. Won't go. Rebound by Finney. Finney comes the other way. I think some of the children who belong to that guy who got kicked out said, did Dad get kicked out? And they're all laughing about it now. Dayton-Waitsburg misses. Swing it to Lesko. Bailey for three. He's got it. Bailey Lesko. I think he had a three in the Sunnyside Christian game, if I remember. Bailey. Left-handed three. Nothing but the bottom of the net. Irish up 55-22. Timeout. Dayton-Waitsburg. 2:12 to go. 55-22. Irish with the lead. So let's take a look at the tournament bracket. So in postseason, in the Eastern Washington Athletic Conference, there are four levels of postseason play with the ultimate goal to get to the Spokane Arena February 28th through March 2nd. I don't have a calendar in front of me, but I think I'm right on that. Eight teams qualify for the league tournament. The top four in each division, the last place teams in each division, do not qualify. Six of those eight teams will advance to the district tournament against District 6, which is the second level of competition. Five of those teams, 16 total, or 12 total, excuse me, five of those 12 teams will advance to regional action. If you win a loser out game at regionals, you go to the state tournament. And the Irish girls will play for seeding in the league tournament. They'll tip off at 6:30 against Tri-City Preps girls Friday night. Their girls are guaranteed a spot at district. The Irish boys, by finishing third in the league Eastern Division, will have to survive a loser out game against White Swan Friday at 3:30 to punch their ticket to the district tournament and a chance to play for seeding on Saturday. Ben White, the senior, fires a three. Won't go. Long rebound. Matt Miedema, he's fouled at half court. So I think that's going to be it for Ben White. No double dribble, they call. So Ben White gets to stay in the game. Coach Ramirez trying to get a point for Ben White. And that's, you know, keeps things in perspective. The crowd's cheering. Roy Ramirez is smiling. Obviously, it's been a rough year for the Irish. Ben White with a steal. Ball's knocked loose. Miedema gets it back. Cross-court pass stolen by Braden Miller. Well, here comes Miller. Kicking the corner to Andrews. Andrews for three. Off the mark. Won't go. Rebound Bailey Lesko. And he's fouled by Ben White. And I think Ben White says, I just want to go to the sideline and listen to everybody clap for me on senior night. And that's his fifth. So Ben, the senior, with 1:13 to go, smile on his face, hugs Chris Andrews. He's going to foul out. So he gets his own curtain call. And Bailey Lesko will shoot the front end of a one-on-one. Bailey, three-pointer, a couple possessions ago. Left-handed free throws up and off the mark. Rebound, Josiah White. Outlet to Evans, who's in the game. Evans started the game, but didn't play, hasn't played much tonight. Loses the handle, gets the dribble back, falls, gets it back, falls on the floor, throws it away. just uncontested, dribbling up the left sideline, bounced it off his leg, and bounced. Ryan Chase will inbound it near half court to Lesko. In the left corner goes to Leifert. Leifert drives the lane, a little running one-hander. Shot won't go. Rebound, Drake Scott. And we've got a whistle and stoppage of play as Leifert went across the lane, fell. Braden Miller just tripped over his feet but fell right on top of him. And that's Andrew Leifert, who goes about 140. And that's Braden Miller, who's 6'4 and it goes about 220, fell right on him on the hard floor. And Andrew Leifert trying to shake it off. And certainly don't want to see that at this point of the game. But it was certainly inadvertent. Andrew fell, and then Miller fell over the top of him. And Andrew's going to get up, and he's really limping. And 55-22, 49 seconds to go. Nick Hazeltine saying, oh, boy, I hope we get that guy. Yeah, you want to go in and do a loser out game. You want to go into any postseason game with all your guys. Andrew Leifert will sit down with 3 points. Hopefully he's all right. Eric Wood, Irish assistant coach, helping him off the floor. And I think they want to get some ice on whatever the ailment is right away. Pass to Josiah White off his hands and out of bounds. 37 seconds left. Irish principal John Lesko will head toward the Dayton locker room and ask a game official for some ice. They get it to Frucci, to Mahan. Mahan checked back in for Leifert. Now Frucci, Irish 21 on the shot clock. Mahan checking what Coach Hazeltine wants to do. Now Lesko with the ball. Up top the Mahan, down low to Scott. Scott can't handle the pass. Frucci's got it, gets it inside to Drake. Drake's shot won't go off the rim. Rebound tipped around, controlled by Finney. Finney comes the other way. 3-2-1. Andrews, a senior, beats the buzzer with a three. All right. Chris Andrews ends the game, ends the season, ends his career with a three-pointer. That's a great story for him in college and then going down the road in the future. Just don't mention the fact that it was part of a winless season. Andrews finishes his career with 19 points. We'll be back with the happy totals. The Irish boys take care of business, win it 55-25. The girls and boys get a sweep here in Dayton at the end of the regular season. Playoffs around the corner on Friday on 100.7 FM KHSS.
Even the toughest vehicle needs regular maintenance to keep cruising for years to come. Avoid the aggravation and excessive cost. Stop by McCurley Integrity Toyota of Walla Walla for amazing winter service and maintenance specials going on right now. Our expert staff is friendly, knowledgeable, and efficient. They understand how valuable your time is, and we'll have you in, out, and on the road in no time. Take advantage of $20 off lube, oil, and filter change, tire rotation, car wash, alignment inspection, and wiper blade replacement. See us today and receive a complimentary, comprehensive vehicle inspection from McCurley Integrity Toyota's trusted, skillful technicians, or 12% off any recommended service. Whether you need an oil change, brake inspection, tire rotation, or fluids replenished, we're here to keep your vehicle running and looking like new. Hurry into McCurley Integrity Toyota in Walla Walla for all your vehicle service and maintenance needs. And for more details or to schedule your service appointment, visit McCurleyToyota.com. See dealer for details.
Imagine your child has a cavity filled and leaves the dentist with no numbness. None. Dr. Stacy at Walla Walla Pediatric Dentistry is the first and only dentist in the community to utilize the cutting-edge technology called Solia. It's a powerful dental laser that allows most procedures to be done without a drill or local anesthesia. Your child will be able to eat and talk normally after the appointment and go right back to school. To learn more, call Walla Walla Pediatric Dentistry at 522-0555. That's 522-0555.
A portion of today's programming is brought to you by the Elmenhurst Chiropractic Clinic, 903 Howard Street, here in Walla Walla. Their phone number, 525-4160. See Dr. Dale or Dr. Dan for all of your chiropractic needs.
This is KHSS Walla Walla.
Well, the DeSales boys, after a rocky start against the winless Dayton Waitsburg boys, where they led 7-2 after one quarter. The Irish outscored Dayton-Waitsburg 20-12 in the second quarter to lead 27-14 at the half, and then really got after Dayton-Waitsburg in the third quarter, outscoring them 17-4 to put things well out of reach against the winless DW Combine school or program. 44-18 going into the final 8 minutes. The Irish outscored Dayton-Waitsburg 11-7 in the fourth quarter and win at 55-25. The Sales finishes the regular season at 10-10 and in the conference 7-6. They're in third place. They will play either White Swan or Mabton in a loser-out league tournament game. Loser-out winner to a seeding game for district. That'll be Friday at 3:30 at Granger. We've got the totals added up, so I think I can just share everything with you and wrap up the regular season here. Scoring for Dayton-Waitsburg, Coach Roy Ramirez got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 players in the game here in their final game of the season. And 3 of them scored, 2 for Josiah White, 3 for Braden Miller. And after adding up the score, I think Chris Andrews actually had 20 points. The senior scored in every quarter, hit that 3 at the buzzer to end the game, end his season, end his career. Nice individual effort for Chris Andrews, 20 points to lead all scores. For DeSales, Nick Hazeltine got 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12 players in the game. And 10 of them scored points. 3 points for Camden McCullough, 3 for Andrew Leifert. Hope he's okay as he got crunched there at the end on an inadvertent fall as Braden Miller tripped over Andrew. So hopefully Andrew's okay. 3 for Bailey Lesko, the junior, will hit a left-handed 3 there in the fourth quarter. 2 for Matt Miedema. I think I might have already mentioned that. 6 for Tim Warden. Timmy was 4-for-4 from the free throw line. 6 for Bobby Holtzinger, all in the second half. 7 for Jake Wiley, had that buzzer-beating 3 in the first quarter. 7 for Zach Mahan. And the only DeSales player in double figures, well, I think I missed Corey Frucci with 4 points, excuse me. And the only player in double figures for the Irish, Connor Leahy, the 5'10 senior, 14 points. A couple of nice assists as well. The Irish shoot very well from the free throw line, 13 for 18. I don't have my calculator deal out, so let's see, 13 for 18. That's about 2 out of 3. That's about somewhere between 67 and 70%, we'll say. Good night. Bulldogs go 9 of 17. That's just over 50%. And we'll see, 5, 9, 13, 18 fouls committed by Dayton-Waitsburg, 16 by the Irish. Little everything. Some slow play in the first quarter, some big offense by the Irish in the middle two quarters. Everybody got in the game. Dayton-Waitsburg fan got ejected right close by. That was interesting. And the Irish will move on to the postseason. The Irish girls, with the win in the first half of the doubleheader, 46-21, a nice visit with Lady Irish head coach Tim Duncan as he completes his 24th regular season. He named Ken Abrato as our Dairy Queen player of the game and also mentioned to me, I can't remember if he did this on the air or off the air, but Kenna against White Swan last Saturday had 18 rebounds. And Tim Duncan says that ties the school record for girls basketball. Andrea Wujek had 18 rebounds back in the mid-2000s. I can't remember what year Andrea graduated, but I do know that Andrea went on to play scholarship basketball at the University of Portland at the Division I level. Ken Abrato, that's nice company to be in, 18 rebounds, tying the school record. And she was our Dairy Queen player of the game on the girls' side. On the boys' side, well, I'm just thinking, reflecting through the game. I'm going to say, I've given a lot of them to Connor Leahy. He could certainly deserve one every night. But I'm going to go with fellow senior Jake Wiley. The 6'3 senior has been had to sit out for a couple weeks with a concussion. Frustrating night on senior night at Sales where he scored just 2 points. But the Irish executed. They only had 4 points in the first quarter. It was 4-2 going into the final possession of the first quarter. And Jake hit a buzzer-beating three, and that got the Irish going. And they put up 20 in the second quarter, and were on the roll after that. So we're going to go with Jake Wiley with a momentum-turning, buzzer-beating three at the end of the first quarter as our Dairy Queen player of the game on the boys' side. So the Irish girls finished the regular season 12-8, 9-4 in the conference. Irish boys finished 7-6 in the conference, 10-10 overall. Both teams will advance to the postseason. With that, please patronize all of our great sponsors. With postseason play, there are extra broadcasting fees, Two Arts Communications, Rob Vazari and his wife Kim, they foot the bill for those extra fees. And without the generous sponsorships that we have on the air, we would not be able to bring you postseason coverage. There's a lot of expense to that. So please patronize all of our great sponsors. Of course, thank you for listening along the way here in the regular season. And it's always exciting as we get into the postseason. Hopefully the girls and or the boys can find some magic and get all the way to Spokane. It all starts Friday in Granger. The boys will have to survive a loser out game against either White Swan or Mapton. Tip off time for that one will be 3:30. Then we'll take maybe a short break and head over to a different gymnasium. And the Lady Irish will play Tri-City Prep for seeding at 6:30. So 3:30 boys, 6:30 girls in Granger in the league tournament. And before I sign off, I'd like to thank the guy back at the board tonight for a great job, my class of 80, the sales classmate, Rod Vazari. And with that, please join the rest of our Catholic Schools Week events, and starting with Mass tomorrow at 8:30. At Assumption Church, talent show tomorrow night at 6:30, prayer hour 6:30 Thursday, and then, of course, the basketball games at Granger on Friday, dads and daughters bowling at Bowlaway at 10 a.m. on Saturday, and then the alumni mass, 10 o'clock at St. Pat's, followed by the brunch to close out Catholic Schools Week. We'll share more about that from Granger on Friday. Boys playing probably White Swan. 3:30, loser out ball game. Until then, we'll say God bless. Thanks again to Rod back at the studio, and send you back to the studios of 100.7 FM KHSS.
We hope you've enjoyed this broadcast of Fighting Irish Sports Action on 100.7 FM KHSS. We now return you to our regularly scheduled programming.